I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
It's time for What's for Breakfast. It's where we pull up a chair with one of our members and get to know them a little bit better, but those chairs are in the studio right now. As we have a return What's for Breakfast, we have two volunteers, Shannon Fitch and Tracy Bartholomew, who are volunteer trainers, volunteer DJs, programmers on KAXE and KBXE. And last summer, their sons came in, Michael Fitch and Ben Bartholomew, and they're joining me this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Get close to those mics. Now, pull that whole thing right up to you. So last year, you were here during the summer.
Yes.
And you were, was a band?
Yeah, it was for a marching band.
Marching band. So now today we're talking about a huge swim meet that's coming up.
That's correct.
But you know what this whole show is about, is to find out what you had for breakfast. So, Michael, what'd you have for breakfast?
Well, I've got this raspberry lemonade right here, and then you gave me a muffin when I got here.
And what'd you do with the muffin? Stuck it in your pocket.
For now.
For now. So it might be eaten later?
I'd say so.
Are you going to share some with your buddy, or are you just going to take it yourself? I just threw it to you because I thought you'd share it. I saw it went right in your pocket pretty fast. So, Ben?
I had a tropical sunshine smoothie from Brood Awakenings.
Is this like some sort of a device to be a better swimmer or what?
We're just trying to eat light today because we have practice at 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So do you, so if you have practice, when's normal practice? 4 or 3:30?
Yeah, it starts around 3:30 after school.
So as swimmers, are you conscious of not being full when you go to a swimming practice? Does that make sense or not? Is that crazy?
Well, usually swimming practices are right after school, so there's not really time to eat anyway. But on a day like today, yeah, because I mean, if we eat before, we won't be able to swim.
So tell us about this big meet. What's the big meet this weekend?
So tomorrow is our big meet. It's called True Team, and it's also
True Team.
True Team, and it's also a combination of two meets. So it's the Iron Range Conference meet, and then the True Team meet. So the big thing about it is our points are, I don't know, like tripled or quadrupled. We get a whole bunch more points than we usually do.
And why is that? I don't quite understand it. Maybe you guys don't either. Why would you get triple points at an event like that? Are you talking the Iron Range meet or the True?
Well, that's the thing.
That's the whole meet.
Yeah, so they're both combined into one meet.
Which means more points.
Yes.
Holy cow. So who's the furthest team maybe that's coming? This is Iron Range. So what schools have swimming?
That's
a tough question.
Hibbing, Mesabi East, Chisholm, Eveleth Gilbert.
Nice job. But there's not 10.
There's about 9 teams that are coming up, I think.
Okay, so let's get back to eating. Are you guys big eaters or not? You both are just like ripped. You know, you do your laundry on your stomachs, for crying out loud. What's going on? You guys eat it all? Your mom make you food, for crying out loud?
I mean, eating's a big part of swimming. If you don't eat enough, It's rough. You can't swim without eating.
So swimmers are usually some of the best in shape people. And what is a normal practice like?
Well, as of now, we're swimming about 6,000 yards in practice.
Which means, just give us a reference to how many lengths of a pool that might be.
Well, there's 25 yards when you go down from one end to the other.
That's 25 yards?
Yep.
And you do 6,000 yards?
Yep.
That sounds horrible. So does the coach just stand there and like watch you guys swim 6,000 yards? I mean, are you just doing that at a certain pace, or are you just doing that to stay in shape? You know, when you get in that water and you're going to do Michael, and you're going to get ready for this meet, for example, are you just going to bust your butt, or are you just going to get in the yards?
Well, there's different kinds of practices. Like, I'm a distance swimmer and Ben's more of a sprinter, so we do different practices. And then before a meet, she kind of takes it easier on us.
Yes, we usually do more technique stuff, like our starts or flip turns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the sprinting. What events do you, Ben, what ones do you do as far as sprinting?
Well, for my individual events, I swim the 100 freestyle and the 200 freestyle. And then for the relays, I swim the 200, one, 2x100, 2x50, excuse me, 4x, yeah, the 200 freestyle relay and then the 400 freestyle relay.
Oh my gosh, you chose not to do those?
I mean, I do the 200 too, but I do the 500 as well.
Okay, so when you're doing a relay like that or just a 200 or 100, man, it's just going at it, right?
Yeah.
Just go as fast as you can?
Yeah.
And can you make up a lot of ground by learning really good turns and things like that?
Yeah, that's where you can win and lose a race.
Sure.
Even if it's the last 5 yards, we have to finish right, otherwise we could lose the race.
So tell me about making that turn. How do you, are you literally looking at that line in the water? Is what gives you your cue?
Pretty much, yeah. Well,
or are you looking?
I'm kind of looking forward to and looking at what's around me the whole time, and that's how I know when to do it. But I don't know. They're really important on a race like the 500, because you're doing 19 turns or something like that.
Uh huh.
And if you have good turns, it's going to put you way ahead of everyone else.
I've just watched the Olympics. So when you do a turn, Ben, for example, do you try and recoil your leg as much as you possible? Do you like to get as close to it as you can or not?
Well, that's kind of, it's more of a personal decision, but uh-huh. Most people agree that as you go into the turn, you want to curl up into a ball and get your legs as tight as you can. And so then you can get
just rock it off.
Yeah. Then you get a stronger push off from the wall.
So do you always use the same leg?
Yeah, you use both legs.
So then when you guys go to the weight room, you have one giant right leg and then a weak little left leg?
No, that's not how it works.
So what are you guys going to do? We probably asked you this. Ben, what are you going to do when you grow up? You're in 10th grade. You guys have got a long time left. Are you thinking about it all, your future?
I've actually been thinking about going into music education.
Oh, okay. Which means being a teacher?
Yeah.
Like band and...
Yeah.
Have you had a role model, or you've always just wanted to do that?
I mean, we have our band director is Dale Gunderson.
Yep.
We call him Gundy. I guess you could kind of call him my role model because he kind of inspired me to do that kind of stuff.
Cool. That's great. Michael, how about you? Are you in band too?
Yeah, I am.
And what do you want to do?
I've changed my mind a lot over the years, and I'm not sure right now. That's someone's boss, make money.
Oh, and I like that. So I want to ask you guys a serious question because we're a community radio station, and both your mom and your families are members of the station. And I don't know if you listen to this station, and it's kind of important for us to understand how you guys listen to. Do you guys ever listen to the radio? I mean, seriously. And how do you listen to music? Just headphones? Not really the radio. Is that correct?
I mean, sometimes like when I'm in the car or like if I'm just sitting at home, I'll turn on the radio and listen to KAXE.
Yeah.
But if you mean like a music streaming service, you just
listen to what you want to listen to with no interruption and all kinds of stuff. But man, we got to get people like you interested in public radio so that you give us all this big money when you're boss of everybody, and you're a music teacher, so hang in there. Give us some advice.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Wild Rice Pancakes, Country Blend Cereal. What are you going with?
I'm going to go with the cereal.
All right.
I'll take the cereal, too.
Wow, health conscious leaders. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. I really appreciate it. Yes, we'll be friends.